In this session, I'm looking at count singing, which we've come back to in our recent rehearsals. Some of you remember we used a few years ago very successfully, and as these things sometimes happen, it sort of got put on the side for a while, but I've come back to it and increasingly find it something very useful for all of us. So I'm going to work with you, on a section from the first movement of the Brahms again. And this is really just to make sure that you're all feeling you know how count singing works, and then we'll be able to use it yourselves in your own practice, and we'll be a little more fluent at it when we come back together. Also, you'll find this something very, very useful to use with the line tapes. So if we go to letter B, in the Brahms first movement, and we'll do this passage between B and just before D, because it has a little bit of everything in it, including that slightly more animated section of this movement. And usefully maybe has one of those very slight first note issues in bar 44. Our first note. So I've come very much to the conclusion that count singing is best done when you're practicing if your line is being played with you. Hence, I'm going to be recommending you use the line tapes, whether you normally would or not. I've been experimenting with them, and I have to say, having great fun. But count singing, definitely better if you're really able to concentrate on the job of count singing. So having the line there and that mechanical metronomic background of the line tapes, just to make sure that you keep going. This is a mechanical preparation for the music that's to come later. So we go like this. When there are no notes, you can whisper. One and two and T and four and 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 one and one and two and T and four 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 and one and two and T four and one and two and T and four and one and two and T and four and one and two and and one and two and T and four and one and two and T four and one and two and T and four and one and two and T T and four and one and two and 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 T and four. So you see how it works, and it requires a precision that gets us away from this idea that slow notes can maybe that it's not so essential that they move exactly in time or whatever it is that happens to us. When we get to slower feeling music or when we get to faster, just get that rhythmic feel into what we're doing. So that's an example of count singing, how to do it. Any questions on that? Are we clear? Yeah. So, and of course the trick of T and four, so it has only one syllable. Yeah, and when whispering or stopping, I actually like the whispering when there's no note. Yeah, that means it's just a precise moment when the sound stops.